You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com. We have in our studios today the very brilliant, the very hardworking, the very lovely Christy Lundby.
Thank you, Christy? Dan. You always make me blush when I come here.
Well, this is radio, so.
Yes, so they can't see it. They're just good.
Well, it's true, you know. In full transparency, or full disclosure, I bought and sold homes using you as a realtor, and it was always a very pleasant, easy experience.
I appreciate
between
that.
You and your mom.
Yes.
You know, you can't go wrong. So
thank you.
So I can say that if people say, "Well, how does he know?" You know, I can say because I've had a lot of interaction with you folks. So
yes, you have.
So how are you doing?
Doing very good. Just had another birthday this past week. And
but you're just a young whippersnapper yet.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't think you that age. I would have guessed probably 8 to 10 years younger.
Oh, wow.
Not that you're old. Not that you're old, though.
I will take it. I'm almost a senior citizen here, so.
Well, people are, you know, it's kind of funny because when I was a senior citizen, the age was up there.
Yeah.
And then it kept going backwards, backwards, backwards. Now when you're about 38 or 40, you're considered, they start mailing ARP stuff to you, don't they?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Don't they so?
My husband's officially one, so I'm close.
So who defines that officially, though?
I don't know. Some places are 50, some are 55, some are 60. So,
but some are even, you know.
Yeah, I mean, younger, I guess it just depends on the place. So.
I mean, if you look at ARP, they try to get you, you know, as soon as you leave the hospital, you're
exactly.
a senior citizen.
Oh my gosh, that's a little crazy.
It is. Well, how are sales this week?
You know, it's still going pretty good. We had a listing last week, you know, at the 299 mark, and that one went really fast.
I bet it did.
Yes. We got a couple in the mid threes right now. We got a listing on Tierney, 1545 Tierney, 3449. And then we've got a nice Rambler at 3250 Cannon Street for $350.
I bet that's a corner lot, nice house.
It is. Very nice. A nice big Rambler with main floor laundry. So
yes. Yeah, that's a nice one.
Yes. Then we got a couple coming up next week, another split level with a huge sunroom addition that, that'll be in the 360s. And then we've got one in the country on Otero coming up in just under six.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many acres is that one? Or
that's about 4 acres.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice
and those
house.
Those at that country living is kind of hot property these days. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah. And you know what I'm finding is we've had two couples in the last year who's one of their parents moved in with them. So you're seeing more of this cohabitating family
generational
things, generational living. And this one has a huge like extra space that could be for rental or a mother-in-law apartment. So,
really?
And it's definitely a good one for that. So if somebody's thinking of that and you want to get in the country, maybe if you get your parents to move in with you in their own little apartment, then you could get out to the country.
Well, it's funny you said that because I've heard that probably 3 or 4 times in the last month or so about people getting back to generational living.
Yes.
You know, it used to be that way for centuries.
Yeah.
And then it kind of went away, and now it's coming back again.
Well, you know, and the two couples that we had that did this last year and bought in the country probably couldn't have quite afforded it themselves. But to have the income a little bit from the grandparents allowed them to be able to be there in the same household, have a little bit bigger house, and one that would work for both generations. So, yeah.
What was once good, what's old comes becomes new again,
exactly.
Doesn't it?
Exactly.
So, great. If people want to get a hold of you or want more information on any of these homes,
yes.
How can they do that?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676. You can email Christy Hill at edinarealty.com or Christy Lundby. I am one and the same. You can go to the Edina Realty website and look up the Hastings office and find all of our information for our whole team.
Okay. Or you can call your main office here in Hastings at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team.
Yes.
So, because there's a whole crew of you.
There is. We're all there.
Okay. So, well, should we get into our topic of the week?
Sure.
And this is really interesting. And you've even taken a lot of courses and classes and stuff on this, but helping senior parents when moving decisions.
Yes. I think what started this was about a year or so ago. I decided to get my senior real estate specialist designation because we were realizing that over a third of our clients were 55 plus, you know, and going to one level townhomes or going to senior living or whatever. So I decided to get into learning more of how to help them better. And I've been doing some classes at the senior center for them. I've done a class for aging in place. I've done a class with some other people for downsizing and decluttering. We had 35 people come to that.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And we're going to redo that class again in August because it was so popular in April when we did that. And so then this next class we have coming up is on Tuesday, May 21st in the evening from 6 to 7:30. And it's called Helping Senior Parents with Moving Decisions. So I'm finding that, you know, as people my age or a little older have parents that are starting to, I keep hearing from people, you know, oh, I wish I could get my parents to move, you know, or, oh, they need some help. They got to get to a one level or whatever, you know. So I thought, well, that would be a great decision to try to help these people figure out how you can help them. I started with one book that I read about more of an emotional ties and learning what is going on in the senior's mind. And it really has helped with my own mom, who, you know, is getting up there too. And so, you know, it talks about the two main drivers in seniors as they get older. And the first one was they want to leave behind a legacy. And oh my gosh, like that so resonated with me because think of my mom and her book.
Yes, exactly.
Okay? So we started that with the StoryWorth, where I had bought a subscription for her to get a question a week via email. And then she answers the question about her past and her family so we could have like a book for our family. Well, you know, my mom, she doesn't do anything small. So it turned into this huge big thing and she ended up, you know, having somebody help her to make it into an actual book. And I mean, I think Mo even did a couple of
interviews
with her about this.
And they were popular.
Yes. So, you know, and as I'm reading this book about seniors and what they're going through in their mindset is, you know, if you think about back for many, many years, we didn't have the things to leave behind stuff. And so they always told stories. So thousands of years ago, they would tell stories and keep repeating those stories throughout the centuries to leave behind their legacy. So these were my mom's stories. And so this is like, it was so important to her. And she didn't care what it cost her because it became like, this is my thing, you know. And so it made me understand that better. And so now, you know, I'm trying to share that with people.
And it is a good book, by the way. I read it. It's a quick read. It's a good read and it's fun. It really is.
Yeah. And she was actually writing an email to her family when she'd answer the questions. So it's like people say it's like she's sitting down talking to you. Yeah. Well, she was typing the emails each night or each week when she'd get it and she'd say, all for now, love to my family, you know, and she'd answer it like she was doing an email to her family. So it's just funny. So, and then the other main driver of seniors is control. So they want to maintain control because, you know, they're losing. Kids are trying to tell them you can't drive anymore. You know, kids are trying to say you need to do this, you need to do that. You know, they're losing control of their functions and their health and physical abilities, and they're losing their peers. So imagine, you know, we lose a friend or somebody we know like once a year, maybe twice a year. They're losing somebody every couple of weeks.
Well, and I have the saying that it used to be when you were a kid, you went to all these graduation parties. Then you were a young adult and you were going to all these weddings.
Yes.
Then you started going to these graduation parties again.
Of their kids.
You know where I'm headed. And now it's more funerals than anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you get up to your 80s, I mean, you're knowing somebody every couple of weeks or so that, you know, and that's a hard pill to swallow. I mean, I just can't fathom that right now, you know, at my stage. But, you know, to know the mindset of what your parents are going through is helpful. So, you know, so in the class, we'll talk about that in more detail. And then I also will talk about like aging in place a little bit because, you know, if they do want to age in place.
That's important. Yes.
It is very important for them to keep their friends and their neighborhood and the things that are normal to them as much as they can. But to a degree, if they're in a two-story home or a split-entry home and it's not conductive for their age, then you need to start thinking about what do we need to do to get them into a situation that is going to be safe for them,
mm-hmm.
you know. So talking about that a little bit. And then downsizing and decluttering. Many times they just don't want to make the move because they have too much stuff and it stresses them out.
And where do you start? I mean, there's always a memory attached to it.
Yes, and that is a big key, is just, you know, at the class we had for downsizing and decluttering, we had a gal there that specializes in helping seniors to go through things.
Okay.
And I hired her to come to my house and make me, you know, mm-hmm. get you started. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's really good. I've heard from so many people who've had her out that she's just so good at helping you make decisions like, do you really need this? What is this memory attached to this?
Mm-hmm.
And could we, you know, do this or that? You know, just helping you to weed through. And then, I mean, you don't have to have her come every time, but I have a friend who I didn't even know she had this gal out to her house, and she says, I have her out like 4 times a year to my house. For a few hours.
Okay.
And just make me go through things and
mm-hmm.
keep it organized just so I can. And I'm like, mm-hmm. wow. And then I had another past client recently who told me that they get a dumpster every 4 years.
Really?
And I was
okay.
like, ooh, that's kind of smart because we
mm-hmm.
collect a lot of crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even a bagster every 4 years.
That's
you
an
know,
idea.
And go through stuff. So, yeah, this gal was amazing. And then we had another gal who came and talked also from a senior move specialist. So she helps seniors to do
mm-hmm.
a lot of other things. So, yeah, so just it's been fun doing all these classes, collecting resources for people.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really kind of cool.
I used to have an in-law that said, there's always a way to keep your house nice and neat and decluttered. You get 2 garbage trucks. Okay,
mm-hmm.
one of them you throw everything away that you know you don't want. The other one you put stuff in it that you don't want to that you want to save, and then at the end of the day, drive them both away.
Well, you know, it's we all do collect too much stuff.
Isn't that funny? We do. Why do we do that?
I don't know, but it's silly when all of a sudden you know you're like, I cleaned this junk drawer like last year. Why is it a mess
mm-hmm.
again? You know, and it's like we just have these things, and it's like if you haven't looked at it in a couple of years, you gotta learn to just get rid of it sometimes.
Yeah, and that's it, a couple of years.
And you know what? The kids do not want the stuff, so that's a whole nother thing to talk about.
That is, isn't it?
Because, and it goes back to all the different generations and the boomers and the
mm-hmm.
Gen X and all that. And what's funny is that newest generation, they actually are recycling things. So they're taking certain pieces of the older generation's things, but they're recycling them and painting them. You see how they're taking old furniture and refurbishing
okay.
them? So, but the people in between, the kids in between, don't want anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So one suggestion she had, which I loved this, is that at every holiday, bring out a couple of items and tell your family the story behind them, because then they'll want the item. If it is attached to a memory or a story, then it means something more, and then they probably won't want to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But just your regular stuff, they don't want.
They don't understand it.
No, if there's not a story attached, they don't have any attachment to it.
Mm-hmm.
They would just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that I thought that was a great idea.
Boy, that sure is, and that comes home to roost real, because when I went through my parents and had to do that,
mm-hmm.
most of the stuff is, the stuff that I understood, I tended to keep more of that,
yep.
and the stuff I didn't know any stories about,
yep.
away it went.
So, that yeah, is, so if you're younger and you're listening to this and your parents are telling you stories, number one, they're doing legacy, and number two, they're trying to get you to keep their stuff when they're done. So... You know, I mean, like my mom has a plate set that my sister doesn't want. And I'm like, okay, good, because I want that plate set. And I remember the story of when she, I mean, they're kind of the friendly village. So they got like these scenes on them. And I remember the story of some thrift store she was at, and she had to do like a layaway, and she'd come in every once in a while and pay a little bit to get this set, and kind of just cool how, you know. And what's funny is they have come back around. I saw at Home Goods a couple years ago the Friendly Village plates that my mom has, the original ones. They remade them because they're cool again, and I'm like, I am so getting those. So yeah, wow. So I love those, you know. But I mean, that has memories too. So yeah, it's pretty cool to. Just keep telling your kids the memories.
There you go. How can folks get a hold of you, Christy?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676. Or you can email Christy Hill, and that's C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, Christy, Hill, at edinarealty.com. Or you can go to our website, edinarealty.com, and you go into offices and click the Hastings office, and it's got all the agents there and their contact info.
Okay. Yeah. Or call the Hastings office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team.
Yes.
Well, so again, this seminar or this get-together is coming up, this program?
Tuesday, May 21st at the Senior Center from 6 to 7:30 p.m. So this is the one about helping senior parents with moving decisions. And then in August, we're going to redo our class on downsizing and decluttering. And I don't have that date in front of me. We just redid that one. But you can go to the Senior Center website and see these. I'm trying to get it out there on Facebook as well. But yeah, it's free class. Just trying to educate people a little bit. And it's been kind of fun to learn new things and try to helping people with this kind of stuff. Yeah.
So, again, so how do you come up with all these ideas? So, I mean, it's things that you see and you confront when you're out in, selling homes. And
when I did the senior real estate specialist designation and got that, I kind of was like having all these ideas, and then I've joined a lot of different websites and Facebook groups on senior realtors that specialize in that, and just trying to figure out, like, what are people needing? And, you know, I'm going out to a lot of houses where people do need downsizing and decluttering, and they're embarrassed to even have me over. And it's like, it's okay, I'm not buying it, right. And I can help you with resources. So I'm trying to get in front of people, even years before they're ready, you know, if I can, to help them so that it's less stressful when they are ready to do a move. So, I mean, there's just a lot of things out there. And then knowing just myself, I mean, I'm fortunate enough that my mom and dad, they moved to a one-level townhome pretty early, like in their my mom was in her mid-50s. And so when my dad passed 19 years ago, she didn't have to make a decision to move. So, you know, I see people struggling when all of a sudden they're one of them, and then that one person has the burden on them of dealing with all of the stuff themselves, and it's overwhelming. So I just am passionate about helping people to get into a position where they can stay there, and if they can do it together early. You know, my mom always uses that as an example, that she was so happy they made that decision together, and it was not stressful when something happened to my dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Christy, our time's up. Thank you. Full of information.
Good.
And if people want more information.
Yes. 651-216-4676 or Christy Hill at edinarealty.com.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our guest today, Christy Lundby Hill from Edina Realty. If you want to get a hold of Christy, you can give her a call at 651-216-4676 or call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Christy or anybody on the Lundby Hill team. This is KDWA Hastings.